ran up on the hill about 12 o'clock. Reached right back and got me a poke. Went to the hard one, got me a hook. Placed that line right on that hook. Said, you've been fishing all the time. I'm a-going fishing too. I bet your life, your loving wife, catch more fish than you. Any fish bite, got good bait. Here's a little something I've let you lay. Any fish bite, got good bait. I'm a-going fishing. Yes, I'm going fishing. I'm a-going fishing too.
This is the Why Fish Radio Podcast with your hosts, Brad and Brad.
Hello, all you fisher people, and welcome once again to this week's episode of Why Fish Radio. Why Fish Radio, brought to you by Cats on the Red of Lockport, Manitoba. Check them out on the web, catsonthered.net. Trophy Cat Adventures, a guide service here in Grand Forks on the beautiful Red River of the North. And today's tackle, home of the Ice Buster Bobber and the Rod Rocker, too. Brad, welcome back every week. How you doing? I know you've been doing a little fishing here lately.
I'm doing quite well. We're into a new year now, and just another continuation of the winter so far. And I guess the season has started off with a fishtail, so I guess we might as well start right with that.
Well, we've been itching all day to tell this story just because I don't know if we meant for it to happen or just to see if an old myth held true, but it ended up being a pretty funny story. Take her away.
Well, long story short, I caught a fish on a hot dog. My first fish of 2006, and I caught it on a hot dog. And I guess I don't really quite know what to think of that. It's going to be either, you know, maybe it's a sign of just some really cool things on the horizon this year. Something, you know, a lot of out of the ordinary type of things. But not everyone can say they started that season off with by catching a fish on a hot dog. But I did. And I'm not really quite sure what the inspiration was. I blame you for that. So maybe you could kind of tell us how you became enlightened onto the power of the hot dog.
Well, my theory of the whole hot dog thing is, as you know, is finding smelt for a day of tip-up and pike was just a little more difficult than it should have been. And we had some other baits to try, and we even ended up finding some smelt, but leaving the grocery store with not a whole lot of options. And, oh, I don't know, a few years ago I had read that this particular lake we were going to in North Dakota called Lake Loretta had guys we're having really good luck on hot dogs, so 88 cents, few various meat byproducts, and I'll bait a hook with that anytime just to see what happens.
You know, that sounds to me like one of those things that was inspired by a few too many beers out on the ice by somebody. But it's hard to argue with success, but I remember I thought, this is a little strange when you pulled out that pack of hot dogs, but we had, with four lines each, you can mix it up a little bit, so what the heck, we put a hot dog on the one, but
seven baited correctly, one hot dog. Which flag pops?
It was the hot dog bait for sure. And, you know, I had a funny feeling when I saw that thing that, yep, that'd be just like it. This would be the flag to pop. And sure enough, it was. And also, the second, I might add, we missed that one, but you could see the tooth marks in the hot dog. Apparently, you know, maybe it was just the wrong brand. You know, maybe it didn't have mustard on it. There was something that hot dog was not to that fish's fancy, but you know, there were not a lot of flags popping yesterday, so it's a good thing we hid those hot dogs. We might have been skunked.
You know, we'd have done much better, I'm thinking, if you'd have let me into the Polish sausage we took for lunch. Just, you know, a little more spice for scent or something.
Absolutely, probably. You know, that might be something to think about for catfish come summertime. I mean, you know, they like a little scent going there. Put some of those spicy hot dogs, the ones that just keep giving all through the day, and throw one of those out. It could be, maybe we're onto something really big here. I don't know, but stay tuned, folks. But there seems to be something kind of different taking shape here. I will say one thing about this whole program is that if you do get hungry, I'll take a raw hot dog over a raw smelt any day of the week.
Well, alternative baits, I guess. Keep an open mind when you're out there fishing, folks, because you just never know what's gonna happen in this world. And it's kind of funny. I figured 88 cents, who cares? We'll just try it and see what happens. If anything, we'll laugh about it. And here we are, I guess.
Well, it makes for a cheap fish story, if nothing else. But like I say, folks, don't be scared to try something different every once in a while. And if you got some hot dogs laid around, throw it on a hook and put it below a tip up or start jigging away. You never know. It reminds me of a friend of mine actually said he caught a walleye on Lake of the Woods here a couple of years ago on a piece of venison sausage. So, but that was at a time when the fishing was really good, you know, unlike now. So it's hard to say, I guess, but unconventional bait sometimes can yield pleasant surprises.
Well, you've always heard the old Canadian favorite, spin and spoon with jumper.
Jumper, yeah, exactly. And that's today's trivia quiz. I bet you not too many of you out there can tell what jumper is, and we'll keep you in the dark for now.
You know, that nice segue there. Don't forget to sign up for our guided trip by Kent from Trophy Cat. Send us an email at contest@yfishradio.com, and if you know what a jumper is, add that to the email too, and we'll have some prizes to send out to you if you know the answer to that. So
absolutely, jumper. Remember now, jumper.
I'm sure we can find something from Bruce over at Today's Tackle to send out to him if they can get that one right between now and next Tuesday.
So that's today's lesson.
Anyway, we had a quick change in our show format for today, but I had brought in a special guest as my co-host, and since he's sitting here, I want to talk to him anyway. Kerry Kylo, who had joined us here back in show number 49 talking about the Red River, has graciously agreed to join us here and, you know, talk a little bit. And he brought up a nice thought. You know, we're sitting here midwinter talking about ice fishing, and Kerry's not an ice fisherman, so he's sitting here thinking cat fishermen's 5 long months away and kind of thinking how to get ready for that. So I think that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Kerry, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Brad. And when Brad was talking about his hot dog incident, you know, I started thinking I've always wanted to make a living at fishing somehow. Maybe a guy could market something and call them Dock and Dogs or, you know, something to that effect.
We'll get on that for our next marketing ploy. It'll be the Whyfish Dock and Dog. That'll be great. I'm sure they're sure to be a fan favorite at fishing tournaments everywhere.
I think you're right, Brad, especially for guys like me that really like to catfish. That sounds like it might be a really good catfish bait.
We'll put that right up there with Nasty Sausage.
Maybe Nasty Sausage would really catch the big ones.
You know what? That's probably coming out next time. But on a more serious note, you mentioned you're not a huge catfisherman. You're a huge catfisherman. Huge ice fisherman. So you're sitting here wondering what to do with yourself all winter getting ready for catfish. What's some of the ideas that you got?
Well, I guess this time of the year, I clean my reels, clean my rods. I'm probably a little bit premature on all this stuff. But another thing I started doing last year, I had an older fishing boat, and I got the idea to remodel it. I repainted it, remodeled my boat. It turned out fairly successful, and bought another boat this year, and I'm working on finishing my garage now and heating that, and that's going to be my project for the rest of the winter. Going to get it totally set up for catfishing.
Well, that's, everybody needs that. And so what kind of boat are you going to work on this winter?
Well, I bought a 18-foot fiberglass boat. Nice boat. The interior needs a little bit of TLC, so I'm gonna work on that, and I guess that's my project for the rest of the winter.
So as far as you said, you get the reels ready, you get the rods ready. Is there anything you do? Sort your tackle, go through, throw old stuff away, sharpen hooks. Do you do any of that stuff?
No, I really don't sharpen hooks. I guess I'm a believer in getting rid of the dull ones, buying new ones. With laser sharpened hooks they have nowadays, it really seems like it's hard to duplicate the points that they do have on them when you buy them out of a store. So I've the last several years, I've more or less been getting rid of the dull ones rather than sharpening them.
Unlike the rest of us, and you know, one of the things that I should do, and I always say I'm going to do, and I get step one done, which is buy the books and start doing the homework for the next year. Do you do any of that?
I've always got my eyes open for for new books on the markets, new videos on the markets, on the market, but in reality, there's not a whole lot of good stuff out there, to tell you the truth.
Well, I think most of that's because you kind of know everything, and most of the newer books are just regurgitating the same stuff as the older books. Am I right? I haven't read one in a while.
No, you know what? When you start thinking you know everything, that's not a good sign. I'm always looking for new ideas, new concepts, that sort of thing. But, you know, there's a lot of different companies that have lines of books, but getting something, finding something that's new and really, I guess, new ideas are really kind of hard to find.
Well, I have to say, and you guys may or may not agree with me, it's probably the hands-down best book for the beginner is the original Catfish Fever by the In Fisherman folks, and I believe there's a video to go with that. That seems to be the best of the bare basics as far as learning. And then from there, it's kind of moving along, and I'm sure you've read it. Have you read that one, Brad? You're sitting over here without a mic, but I guess he hasn't read that one. I'll have to give it to him. But anyway, that's a good one.
I agree with you, Brad. Catfish Fever is a good one, and there's also In Fisherman puts out several videos. If you surf the internet, you can find a few videos, DVDs, things like that. So there is some stuff out there, but I agree. Catfish Fever is probably the best basic catfishing book there is out there.
I know a guy, catfish expert, I believe he's from down south somewhere. I can't remember exactly where. Keith Sutton, he's written a couple of them, and one of them I've read, and it's a lot of the basics of how to get started. The second one, I like it. I haven't read it yet. I do have it, but it starts out, if you don't know the basics, this book isn't for you. So he's obviously taking it to another level, but that's about all I can really say about what's in that particular book. But that's kind of on my list of preparations for this winter, is to get through that book and try to learn a few tips and tidbits. And so another thing we talk about here at Why Fish Carry, since you're kind of new to being on the air with us, is goals. Let's hear some goals for 2006, since we're right here in New Year's week.
Well, I guess my biggest goal is I'd like to catch a 30-pound catfish. Of course, I definitely like to catch the state record, but
wouldn't everybody?
But my personal goal for next year is to catch one that tips the scales over 30.
Well, coming into a 30-pound catfish, you know, as good as you can be, and the amount of time that you put in, that's still kind of out of your control, and there's going to have to be a little luck involved with that one. I have a feeling, but I wish you the best in the pursuit of the 30-pound channel cat.
Well, thanks, Brad. I appreciate that.
Well, I think that's going to pretty much do it. Kerry, thanks for joining us. I'm sure we'll have you back again. And, Brad, you're the best at the wrapping her up, so we're going to turn you loose. And you know Stu's phone number, so take it away.
All right, I'll wrap up this week's edition of Why Fish Radio, brought to you as always by Cats on the Red Resort in Lockport, Manitoba. That's area code 204-757-9876. Trophy Cat Adventures in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Give Kent a call or check us out on the website, and we'll steer you in the right direction on how to hook up with Kent. And our newest sponsor, Today's Tackle, home of the Ice Buster Bobber and the new Rod Rocker and a great array of other fine products. Check them out on the web, todaystackle.com. So until next time, keep your hook in the water, keep your line tight, and most of all, keep it fun.
And don't forget, folks, we're still looking for the answer on what a jumper is.
Jumper.
You have been listening to the Why Fish Radio Podcast with your hosts, Brad and Brad. For more information, log on to our website at why-fish.com.